This is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And it's time once again to join Julian Crandall-Hollick for a look at the pavement dwellers on Bombay's Apna Street. Julian first came to Apna Street almost 10 years ago. He doesn't remember exactly why he came, but he got to know many people who lived on the pavements and became fascinated by their lives and their stories. Today, a chance meeting in the rain brings back unexpected memories of Muni, a young woman Julian first met in 1986.
It was a Saturday morning in the rainy season. I'd just been visiting Mr. Patel, the works manager at the Kattau Mills. When I went in, it was a lovely sunny day, not a cloud in the sky. When I come out an hour later, a dark monsoon cloud, pregnant with rain, is racing in over the ocean. I figure I still have time to make the office before it comes down. But monsoon storms move very, very fast. I may be just halfway up Apna Jopatpati when it starts bucketing down. Now, there are times and days when you really do just want to stand outside and let the warm rain soak you to the skin. This isn't one of them. I have equipment and papers to protect. So I head directly for Raymat's hut. In the rainy season, most of the pavement dwellers try to keep dry by stretching sheets of heavy-duty, opaque plastic sheeting from the roof down to the actual road. They hook the plastic under the legs of the rope beds that lie outside on the street. The only trouble is all the huts now look alike, all wearing PVC hijabs to hide their faces. But it's a very sensible arrangement against sudden rain. Useless when it really buckets down and the road is under a foot or more of water, because then the water runs off to the edge of the road and straight into the huts. I stop at what looks like number 79, pull back the plastic and knock at the door. A small, middle-aged woman with twinkling eyes opens. Certainly isn't Raymat. So by simple deduction, it must be her mother.
So, how are you?
So, you're Raymat's mother. And your name?
My name is Luisa de Souza.
And you're Raymat's mother?
I'm Raymat's mother.
How come then Raymat's mother speaks such good English and Raymat can't speak a word? Well, strange things happen in India, things you can't ever really explain. No doubt it will all be revealed in the fullness of time. Right now, I'm still admiring the ingenuity of the anti-shower plastic curtain that's given me shelter from the driving rain.
You put this sheet of plastic?
That was pain for us, no?
Yeah. It must be very difficult. It must be very difficult in the rain.
Mm.
Everything gets wet.
Wet, say like this.
Yeah.
All water comes till here. And this water also comes sometimes up. Gutter water.
Luisa starts pumping up the kerosene stove to heat some chai for both of us.
Have a seat, no? Hey, baithne dena re.
I'll just wait till it's finished, then I have to go to the office.
Will you like to have tea? Later?
Only if you... Well, I must go because I have to see somebody at Grant Road at 1. So I have to get there. Where did you learn all your English then?
I have studied it.
Yeah?
Fourth standard.
And why doesn't Raymat speak such good English? You did not teach her?
I left in my school, no?
What?
I left in my school then.
But you're Raymat's mother?
Yeah? Not real mother.
Well, like, well you're not her auntie mother. I didn't think you were a real mother.
Real mother is there, Raymat.
Yeah.
She's sitting there. Look here.
Yeah?
This is my daughter.
What's her name?
Luisa reaches up to a shelf and brings down a large framed black and white photo that's already prematurely faded in the humidity. It's not a great photo, and the face doesn't immediately say anything to me.
Her name was Muni in Maila Milan. Muni.
All you need to know for now is that I interviewed Muni back in 1986 and that she died at a tragically early age 3 years later.
So what, Muni was a friend of yours?
Muni is my daughter.
Muni was your daughter? She was your real daughter?
Real daughter.
How little I really knew. It turns out that Muni's real name was Lucy Perez. She was Catholic and she was born right here in this hut where Luisa has lived for over 25 years. And now, as they say in the movies, dissolve backwards in time to a hot afternoon in October 1986. In front of me is a young girl. I don't remember what she looks like or what she's wearing.
What's your name?
Muni.
Muni. And where do you come from?
From Bombay only.
Why are you living on the pavement?
I'm living here since I was born.
Were you born on the pavement?
Yes. हमारे माँबाप जब हम समझदार हुए जब तक का तो मतलब यही मालूम था कि हम यहीं पे पैदा हुए और हमारे माँबाप इससे पहले से रहते थे.
My parents were living much before there, and as soon as we grew up and we began to understand, we knew that they were there since many years.
So you have grown through your childhood here on the pavement. Why do you still live here?
फिर भी हम अपने पूरे ट्राई कर रहे हैं कि हम अपना अलग लेकर अपना ओन करके रहेंगे ऐसा बोल के.
वी हैव नो चॉइस, वी आर फोर्स्ड टू लिव देयर एंड वी डू नॉट हैव द फाइनेंशियल स्ट्रेंथ और द और एनी अदर बैकिंग टू मूव आउट फ्रॉम दैट प्लेस. इन फैक्ट नाउ वी आर ट्राइंग टू कम टुगेदर एंड डू समथिंग अबाउट इट.
मुनी टेल्स मी शी इज मैरिड बट हैजंट स्टार्टेड अ फैमिली येट.
ओके, यू आर लिविंग स्टिल ऑन द पेवमेंट बिकॉज़ यू डोंट हैव एनफ मनी टू परचेस a house elsewhere. Are you also living on the pavement because it's near to your work?
हाँ, काम बहुत से लोग काम भी उधर ही करते हैं और हमारे भी आदमी काम ऐसे इधर ही करीब में करते हैं, उससे हमको दूर जाने से थोड़ी तकलीफ भी हो सकती है.
Most of us work around the place. Even my husband has a job right down the lane, so that's why we stay there.
I learned that her husband's a driver for the BMC, the Bombay Municipal Corporation. What he drives, I never find out. He brings home about 900 rupees a month. It's hard to compare with today's prices, but it's obviously enough to feed the two of them. Marriage hasn't altered Muni's life much. She's simply moved from her mother's hut on one side of the street to her husband's hut on the other side, all of 10 yards. And back then, I know nothing of life on the streets.
Now, what are the materials you use to build this house of yours here?
बाम्बू लगता है, रस्सी लगती है, खिला लगता है और चटाई लगती है, प्लास्टिक लगता है, फल्ली लगती है.
बाम्बू, नेल्स, प्लास्टिक, वुडन प्लैंक्स, टिन शीट्स.
That must have cost you quite a lot of money.
500 रुपए तो जाता ही है अगर एक झोपड़ा 500-700.
Approximately 500 to 700.
Do you have running water here in this street or not?
रास्ते पे हम लोग को तो नल नहीं है, मगर ऐसा कोई चाल वाले उन लोग हमको help करते थोड़ा पानी.
We don't get water on the street itself, but we go to the nearby chals, where they help us sometimes and allow us to use their taps.
The previous week, Muni's hut has been demolished by the municipal authorities. They didn't give a reason. They don't have to. Pavements are for walking on, not for setting up house. Keeping Bombay beautiful is a constant refrain in the press. But the immediate cause is often because some people living in the apartments have complained. After all, they're registered voters. Their voices count for something. Officially, the pavement dwellers don't even exist. But during the demolition the previous week, something has happened. A little thing maybe, but pregnant with consequences.
So when the police came there that morning to break the huts along with the municipal squad, we approached the police officials and told them ourselves that we would dismantle our own huts and they shouldn't touch a thing. So he respected what we said and allowed us to do that.
But one policeman just goes ahead anyway, starts pulling down a hut. The women, there must have been 50 of them by now, start something called a giral. They form a tight circle round the policemen so they can't escape, and then they start singing.
आपको भी आके हम साथ में चल के तुमको मिलाएंगे.
When the police tried to break one of our colleagues' huts, we all got together and started screaming and said that nobody is going to touch our house. We are going to see that we are going to dismantle it ourselves. The whole ethos that time was very different because all the women were together.
So in fact, you diffused the tension.
ऐसा क्योंकि हम लोग अभी छः महीने से हम ट्रेनिंग ले रहे थे कि हम कुछ करके दिखाएंगे अपना तो हम हर काम के लिए आगे आगे बढ़ हम अपने हक से लड़के अपना सामान सब बचा कर.
There were times before this demolition when we used to get completely shattered with the demolition. We used to sit and cry while they broke our houses. This is the first time because we are going through this training program. We've developed such a strength between all ourselves that in fact we could react like this and not cry.
Well, the police must be pretty surprised to see all of you women suddenly working together and forming a united front against them.
क्या ये लोग क्यों ऐसा इतना इन लोगों को power कैसा आ गया और इन लोग इतना सब साथ में कैसा खड़े हो गए पहले कभी ऐसा नहीं होता था और अभी क्यों ऐसा हो गया?
The police were so surprised with the power and the strength the women showed that they were wondering from where this source, you know, what was the source of all this? And in fact, the whole evening after that, they sent CIDs around the place to find out from the pavement and, you know, when we had our meetings out here to check what we were in fact, whether we were enticing the people in any way, telling them, you know, they wanted to know.
Whether in fact there was some outside political
order. Yeah, there was some underground movement going on or what was it all about, from where this strength came.
But in fact, the strength comes uniquely from you yourselves as women, doesn't it?
ये तो अपने खुद का विश्वास है. खाली क्या है कि हम लोगों को कानून ये सब नहीं मालूम था. उसके से अब जो मालूम पड़ गया तो बिंदास लड़ेंगे उसमें. क्या मरे तो मरे, जिए तो जिए.
Think this is our own strength and all this time we used to be bullied because we did not know things like, you know, legally what we could do, what we couldn't do. And now that we are beginning to learn these things also, we are feeling all the more stronger and powerful. And we know that at the most we will die, but for a larger goal.
Muni was very much the leader of the fledgling organization of pavement dwellers. She was being groomed to run for the city council. She was literate, articulate, self-confident. She would have made a good politician. I met her again 2 years later. I've always had a lousy memory for faces and names, so I interviewed her all over again. Muni was patient and polite, but at the end she quietly let me know we had met before. That was the last time I ever saw Muni. That winter she became pregnant, but there was trouble between her and her husband. He was drinking. In April 1989, already 7 months pregnant, Muni warned her husband that if he came home drunk one more time, she'd kill herself. Towards the end of that month, the inevitable happened. Muni doused herself in kerosene and set herself on fire. She was rushed to the Messina Hospital. The baby was delivered stillborn. Muni died from third-degree burns after 3 days and nights of agony. Even today, if you mention Muni's name, the women who are with her that day suddenly go quiet. Muni is the leader cut down before her prime. Others have picked up the torch, but Muni's the one who lives on in their hearts.
Oh, it's a terrible thing. Well, it stopped raining, so
well,
I better go.
Water,
and she
water,
lives on here, in this here. Faded photo no on a wall in her mother's hut.
Yeah.
We've drunk our chai. It stopped raining. It's time for me to get going again.
Well, I'm very glad to have met you and Muni's mother because that fills a gap in my knowledge.
Yes.
Let me go now that it's stopped raining and get back to the office.
This is Julian Crandall Hollick in Bombay.
Oh,
Next week, in the conclusion of our series, Julian examines how the pavement dwellers of Baikala began to organize themselves. We've gotten a good deal of mail concerning the APNA Street series. Babu Iyer of Carrollton, Texas wrote, "Here I am, sitting at my desk doing my taxes and listening to APNA Street with tears rolling down my eyes. I grew up in Bombay, not very far from Baikala. Indira Gandhi and her son Sanjay were notorious for doing their best to eradicate the street dwellers by demolishing their huts overnight, but it didn't work. Now, Bombay has more street people than ever. We would say, why don't they go back to their villages? Where can they be more useful in farming and help India's agriculture? Very little did we think then." And Jim Wills, assistant professor of anthropology at Northern Arizona University, wrote to say that the series is sensitive, humane, and probing. What you give us is a glimpse into the everyday lives of a group of people and the larger forces which structure their own lives, and you let us hear your voice interacting with them as well. I don't know what my fellow anthropologists feel, but that, to me, is fine ethnography. Major funding for APNA Street is provided by the Ford Foundation and the Biden-Pell Development Education Fund.